This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Sky the Gator Anderson with you today, along with Kang, our producer, as we are looking at the top 100 list of the NFL players. This comes courtesy of NFL.com. Every year they do the top 100. And there's a lot of things that are interesting about this list. First of all, just looking at the top 10 players, starting at number 10, you have Derrick Henry, the running back from Tennessee. The season he had last year, he was unstoppable the second half of the season. He put that team on his shoulders. Stephon Gilmore checks in at number 9, the corner from New England. Number 8, you got DeAndre Hopkins, the wide receiver, who is now with the Arizona Cardinals. So he gets to play with Larry Fitzgerald and also with Kyler Murray. George Kittle, the tight end from San Francisco, is number 7. Number 6 is the highest rated running back. That's Christian McCaffrey. Number 5, highest rated wide receiver, Michael Thomas. Here's where it gets interesting. Number 4, Patrick Mahomes checks in at number 4. Number 3, Aaron Donald, defensive tackle. Number 2, Russell Wilson is number 2. And the number 1 player, according to NFL.com, the top players of 2020, Lamar Jackson. Now, admittedly, Lamar Jackson was the MVP of the league. But Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl. Mahomes at 4, Lamar Jackson's at 1. You can say whatever you want about either of those two players, but what I find really interesting is Russell Wilson's rated ahead of Patrick Mahomes. It's debatable whether or not you'd have Mahomes or Jackson at number 1, but to have Russell Wilson ahead of Patrick Mahomes, that I find very strange. Indeed.
I think it just tells me how much the players in the league respect Russell Wilson and what he's done in Seattle, because this list is voted on by the players.
Yep.
And, you know, Russell Wilson, that offensive line, not very good. Defense has been, you know, never the same since they got, you know, the Legion of Boom went away and they lost a lot of defensive players. And he's still able somehow to not only get in the playoffs, but contention to, you know, do something in the playoffs. And I'm not justifying Russell Wilson being number 2 going into 2020, but to me, it's just he must get so much respect from the players.
It is interesting because last year, the rankings, Patrick Mahomes was 4th last year, and all he did was go out and win the Super Bowl. Aaron Donald was number 1 last year. He drops to 3. Lamar Jackson was unranked last year, so he goes from unranked to number 1. Russell Wilson was ranked 25th last year and now is ranked 2nd. I'm stunned by that. I think Russell Wilson's great. Don't get me wrong. I think he's great. And I guess this goes back to, you had the tier quarterbacks from Pro Football Focus came out with their list of different tiers of quarterbacks. And their number 1 tier had only Mahomes and Russell Wilson on it. Lamar Jackson wasn't on the top tier. Lamar Jackson's number 1 player in 2020. I can see that because Lamar Jackson's that dual threat. What he did throwing a football around over 30 touchdowns passing, and then you add what he did running the football was incredible. That's why he's number 1. I get that. People point to his lack of success in the playoffs. Well, he did have over 500 yards in offense in one game in the playoffs. I mean, did he turn the ball over? Sure. His team didn't win. He didn't score enough. But Lamar Jackson had over 500 yards in total offense in the game. So I can't fault him too much for that. I think in you know, his first foray into the playoffs here, I think Lamar Jackson's outstanding. I love watching Lamar Jackson play. But as you go further and further down the list, you're looking for more Lions, any Lions. And you're not seeing them. You get outside of the top 20, and look, I wouldn't expect any Lions to be in the top 30 for that matter, but starting at 30, you got Mike Evans, the wide receiver. You move down a little bit, and you see at 33, Aaron Jones, the running back from the Green Bay Packers, is 33. Chris Godwin, wide receiver, he checks in at 38. Then you have Jimmy Garoppolo. He's in at 43. Here's one that I cannot believe. Jadeveon Clowney checks in at 41. I don't
get... You guys hate him, though,
I
feel like.
I don't get the obsession with him. I think he's fine. Do you think he's a top 100 player in the league? Let alone 41?
Top 100? Probably. I don't know about 41, but yeah, top 100. He's a really good pass rusher, and I know he doesn't have the 15 sacks a year like you'd like to see, but he has a lot of pressures. He has more sacks than Trey Flowers has, by the way, he's ever had. And
That's fine.
My point is Trey
Flowers belongs on
this list. He makes $17.5 million a year. Okay?
Yeah, well, and do they overpay him?
I'm just saying, all right?
I'm not arguing about Trey Flowers.
But yeah, I mean, listen, the fact that there's no Lions on the list, does it really mean anything? No, who cares, right?
Well, thanks for spoiling it, King. I haven't even gotten the fact there's no Lions on the list.
I thought you mentioned it. I'm sorry.
Yet. It's okay.
You're getting down pretty low in the list.
I'm at 41, and I can't believe Jadeveon Clowney's at 41. I don't believe he belongs there. Dak Prescott checks in at 46. I mentioned Garoppolo's at 43. The reason why I bring these names up, obviously now we know that there are no Lions. Amari Cooper is at 49. Todd Gurley checks in at 51. Todd Gurley.
That one's surprising to me.
I think Todd Gurley's done, basically, isn't he? Stephon Diggs, wide receiver for the Vikings, checked in
at the Bills.
He was with the Vikings, now with the Bills after they trade him. He's in at 54. Continue down this list. Odell Beckham Jr. is at 59, despite not having a very good season last year and was hurt. Kirk Cousins. Isn't Kirk Cousins like a carbon copy of Matthew Stafford? He's at 58.
He won a playoff game. He won a playoff game last year.
He's got a pretty good team around him. Davante Adams at 57. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention the three elder statesmen in the NFL when it comes to quarterbacks. They're all in the top 20 with Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady. I don't think Brady belongs there. I think Brady's going to put up big numbers this year if they play. But I don't think that Aaron Rodgers belongs in that list anymore in the top 20. I think he's a top 100 player, absolutely, but I don't think he's top 20. Continuing down the list, Jarvis Landry's at 61, wide receiver from Cleveland. I think Jarvis Landry is really, really good. I think he belongs to be higher on that list and higher than his teammate, Odell Beckham Jr. Tyler Lockett, wide receiver at Seattle. He's at 65. Ryan Tannehill is at 68. Ryan Tannehill had half a season, right, where he was really good. Matthew Stafford had half a season where he was really good. And guess who's not on the list? Matthew Stafford. Not that you can argue that Stafford doesn't belong on the list. That's fine. But I would argue he belongs on the list before Ryan Tannehill does. Keep going down this list. The ever-aging Larry Fitzgerald checks in at 69. I love Larry Fitzgerald, but my God, really still? You continue to move down the list to pick number 80 is Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett should be higher than 80, but there he is at 80 nonetheless. Darius Slay, former Lion, he checks in at 92. Kyler Murray is at 90. Allen Robinson, the wide receiver, he's at 93. Allen Robinson.
Well, Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Bills, is on here at 87.
Yeah. Suffice to say, all these players, and not one of them, is Detroit Lion. Not one.
Rookie wide receiver DK Metcalf from the Seahawks is 81. Listen, and the reason I'm bringing up Metcalf and Josh Allen is because the two guys you think that might be on the list for the Lions would be Matt Stafford and Kenny Golladay. And there are zero Lions on this top 100 list. Now, like I said before, does it really mean anything? No, absolutely not.
No, but this is one of these things that we talked about a couple weeks ago. Things in sports that really don't mean anything, but you get worked up about.
This is definitely one of them. But yeah, can you make a case and should you make a case for at least Kenny Golladay? Absolutely. Stafford, I could see a case being made whether he's on there or not. I'm not going to fight you over it. I think Kenny Golladay should be on this list. But then again, I go back to the fact that this was voted on by the players, right? And so the one thing I can take away from this list, though, that's serious is the players don't respect the players on the Lions.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
This is all about
what the other players in the league think about your team. Think about the players on your team. And they don't have enough respect for, maybe because Kenny Golladay is just not a well-known guy.
Right.
Matt Stafford is, okay? And he only played half a season last year, but the half season he played was pretty good.
It was really good.
Even though they won only three games. Not good enough, apparently, okay? And so this goes back to Bob Quinn. You're not getting enough talent on this team where the rest of the league, at least, the players, don't respect the players on your team. Now, you don't need anyone's respect. All you need to do is go out and win games. But guess what? You're not winning games either. So this is just rubbing it in a little bit more, if you ask me.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Are you upset that Kenny Golladay or Matthew Stafford didn't make the list of the top 100 players in the NFL as voted on by the players? Is this an indictment on Bob Quinn and what he's been able to bring in? And who do you think will be a player on this roster that maybe next year cracks into the top 100 players? 248-539-9797. Same number to call or to text us. We'll have some of the answers that you folks have, because I think this is a real divisive kind of list here. I'm more surprised about Kenny Golladay than I am about Stafford, but to see names like Ryan Tannehill on the list ahead of Stafford, Josh Allen ahead of Matthew Stafford is ridiculous to me. And I'm not arguing that Stafford should be on the list, because I'm not sure he should be. But those guys shouldn't be ahead of him. And that Kirk Cousins is in the top 60. That's surprising to me as well. Welcome back to 97.1 The Ticket. Discussing the NFL's top 100 players for 2020 is voted on by the players. And this is from NFL.com. And there are no Lions on the list. The only Lion I think that really got snubbed on this list is Kenny Golladay. You can make an argument that Stafford belongs on the list, and go ahead and make that argument if you want. I mean, my argument for Stafford being on the list is he should be on there before Josh Allen or before Ryan Tannehill. Kirk Cousins does have the edge on him, that Kirk Cousins led his team to playoffs and actually had a playoff win. Wasn't pretty, as I recall, but...
He threw that pass, though. That's what Stafford needs, that great pass.
He needs that moment.
I know he threw the game winner to Rudolph, but there was, I think it was it Stephon Diggs where he got him down there?
I think it was Stephon Diggs.
Great pass, great catch. Yep. But see, those moments in big moments, you know what I mean? Big throws in big moments.
He's got those. You're right. He's got those moments that Matthew Stafford doesn't.
By the way. So, yeah. And I'm not saying, I think Stafford's a better quarterback than Cousins, but Cousins has done it, and Stafford hasn't. So, as far as we're making the top 100, I could see Cousins. Tannehill, unfortunately, he won a playoff game.
It's unbelievable.
There's no way he's better than Matt Stafford.
So, but let's get to the Kenny Golladay list here, okay?
The Kenny Golladay one's the real one.
So Kenny Golladay led the NFL in touchdown receptions last year with 11. He was 7th in yards. As far as average per catch, he was 3rd. With 18.3 yards per catch. Of the players that, in terms of yards gained, I mentioned that he had almost 1,200 yards in receiving, and that was 7th in the league. Here are the players after him that made the list that Kenny Golladay didn't. Amari Cooper was 8th on the list of yards. Jarvis Landry was 10th. DeAndre Hopkins was 11th. Cooper Kupp was 12th. Mike Evans was 13th. Allen Robinson was 14th. Stephon Diggs was 17th. Tyler Lockett was 22. I'm not going to the tight ends that are on the list because it's obviously a different position group. Odell Beckham Jr., 26. Devontae Adams was 30th. DK Metcalf was 34th. I don't get the snub other than it's players. And you're right, Kang. It must speak. Larry Fitzgerald was 40th. This speaks volumes.
I'm telling you,
players think about the Lions.
The only thing you could really, really draw from this is you don't get an award for having the most players in the top 100 voted by the other players. No. What you can draw from this, in my mind, is the other players in the league don't respect the Lions players.
Not even a little bit.
How is Kenny Galladay not a top 100 above DK Metcalf and Lockett and all those other guys you just read off? And he did half of that year without Matt Stafford.
I mean, there was a dozen players I listed that had fewer receiving yards than he did. And, of course, that's not the only category you have. Fine, go touchdowns. Nobody had more touchdown receptions than Kenny Galladay. Fine, go yards per catch. Two players had a higher yards per catch average than Kenny Galladay. Galladay belongs on the list and not just in at like 99. Kenny Galladay probably belongs in the top 60 based on those metrics. But, of course, it's more than that. It's about, you know, what have you done in your career leading up to that? And these are players that are making the vote. And I understand that. So it's an indictment on the Detroit Lions, not necessarily on the player. Darius Slay checking in at 92 is interesting because obviously players like and respect Darius Slay, even though he didn't have his best season last year. You know, he's no longer a Lion. I'm not trashing Darius Slay. I think Darius Slay is really good, and I think he belongs on this list as well. I guess what it is, it's kind of trashing Bob Quinn. An indictment of him and his ability to do his job to acquire talent to make this team better. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number if you'd like to comment on the top 100 players as chosen by the players in the league. And this is from NFL.com. Derek is in Detroit. Derek, welcome to 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Derek.
I think Kenny Galladay really got snubbed. I think that's messed up. I can make a case for Stafford as well. I think he should definitely be in over Ryan Tannehill all day, easy. But it is an indictment on Bob Quinn. He can't acquire any talent. Trey Flowers, I don't like that signing. So it's an indictment on Bob Quinn as well, though.
Yeah, it's a huge indictment on Bob Quinn. And now I am starting to get pissed now.
Right.
When we shouldn't get pissed, but Kenny Galladay put up all of these numbers, as Kang mentioned. I had in my notes too. I wanted to mention this too. He put up all these numbers with backup quarterbacks. He had Stafford for like 8 games, and then it was, you know, Driscoll and Blau. Those were the guys who were throwing to him. He only had 65 receptions, and he made the most out of them. That meant one out of six of his receptions went for a touchdown, and he had nearly 20 yards per reception. Kenny Galladay was outstanding.
I don't think the players respect the Lions, man. I don't think the players in the league respect the Detroit Lions organization as a whole.
I think that's painfully obvious. But Derek, thanks. I appreciate the call and the sentiment there. It's just, is it irrational to get pissed about this? You betcha. Am I pissed about this? Uh-huh. You know who's really pissed? Big Floyd. He don't like it. Big Floyd loves Kenny G. Not on the list. To the ticket texters at 248-539-9797. Same number to call in if you'd like to call in. Kenny G should be on the list. He's hands down unequivocally better than DK Metcalf, who's rated 82. That's from Mickey in Garden City. Yeah, I listed like a dozen receivers that are on this list that you could make an argument that Kenny G should be on the list. I love Larry Fitzgerald. I think Larry Fitzgerald is a surefire Hall of Famer, first ballot. But is Larry Fitzgerald still worthy of being on this list ahead of Kenny Galladay? I think not. Stafford not top 100. Broke his back 2 years in a row. 1.5 wins in the last 8 games he's played last season. 0 big wins on his career. Stafford sucks. Now the rest of the league sees it. Well, he won 3 games in the games he played last year. I'm not arguing Stafford needs to be on this top 100 list. I'm just arguing he would be there ahead of a couple other players.
Maybe they don't think he's going to stay healthy. I mean, he had the broken bones in his back, all that stuff, because this is for the players of 2020, right? Upcoming year. And I guess my argument against Galladay would be, if I were another player, it was a fluke year. You know what I mean? He can't do it again. He won't do it again. He's not that good.
Well, he's gotten better every year.
I know. I'm just saying why they wouldn't have voted him on here. And they voted other guys.
Three seasons. He's improved all 3 seasons.
DK Metcalf's on here. Cooper Kupp's on here. You know what I mean? Like, these guys, Maybe they think they're just going to have better years than Kenny Golladay is going to. But I just go back to the fact that, listen, Bob Quinn assembled this roster, and it goes back to no one in the league respects the roster he assembled, right? The players voted, and they voted zero Lions. I think, just quick looking through, the only other team I found was the Jacksonville Jaguars don't have any other players on here. They suck, too.
Do the Jets have anyone?
Yeah, I don't think you mentioned any Jets. I mean, they got rid of Jamal Adams.
All right, Jamal Adams on the list. He's high on the list, but he's not a Jet anymore. I thought when you were a Jet, you were a Jet for life. King says it doesn't mean anything. I couldn't disagree more. This is an absolute indictment on Bob Quinn. 5 years here, and he doesn't have one top 100 player.
Well, I did kind of say that. My point is this is voted on by the players, yeah, and it doesn't really mean anything. But I did say it is an indictment that the rest of the players in the league don't respect the players that Bob Quinn has put together.
No, they don't. And you know what? Maybe this is a good thing. Fine, don't respect Kenny Golladay. You line up across from him, you don't think he's much. He's not top 100, whatever. Say, hey, he's no Larry Fitzgerald. He's no Devontae Adams. We don't have to worry about him as much. Okay, go ahead and do that, and Kenny G will light you up. There's a million lists that can be made, and it won't matter more than what Bob Quinn has done. Bob Quinn is the reason no one respects our players to be put on the list. He has made this team more of a joke than it already is. That's from Bazzy in Dearborn. I think Kang is right on the mark. The league doesn't respect the Lions. Think about a boxer. A good boxer is respected because they hit some people real hard. It sticks in their memory. Remember that time the Lions punched us in the mouth? We don't have any games like that for others to remember. We need to go for blood this year. Run the score up. Make them respect us. Love the show, boys. That's from Kel, who's teleworking PA on radio.com. Thank you, Kel. Yeah, I guess they had the opportunity last year, that game against the Chiefs. They led. They led a bunch of games last year that they couldn't close out. But the game against the Chiefs early on, that would have been one of them. They were going to make a lot of noise if they had held on and won that game, because of the way that they played. It was one of Patrick Mahomes' worst games of the year. Not that he was terrible in it, but as far as quarterback rating, he didn't explode in that game. But the Chiefs were able to win it, and the Lions certainly did not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.